Some hours and counting before we know if there will be a federal shutdown. Why should you even care at this point? Are you sick of talking about budgets and shutdowns? I have to say I am, because it means that no matter how loud our voices are, they're just not paying attention in Washington, D.C. And that's where we start, ladies and gentlemen. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We try to give you a slice or a slap, a slap shot. It is like a slap shot and a snapshot of what's happening across this great nation. So I promise not everything will be about the shutdown, but how can you not focus on it, at least for a chunk of the air time, because there are many of you who have sons, even daughters who are serving, that will be affected by it, because you're going to have a pay delay to the troops. Now, mail will be delivered. I verified that today. So if you're expecting a package from Amazon or wherever, oh, it'll arrive. But your child's packages won't overseas, and they're just fighting for us. That's all, in Afghanistan and Iraq, not knowing when they turn a corner here or there what's going to happen next. And that's the problem. We have no idea what's going to happen here. The president once again sat on the throne and called for a meeting with one Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and one lead dog Democrat, Senator Harry Reid. At the end of it, light bulbs flashed. Politicians grabbed microphones to say, we had a conversation. I feel pretty good about that conversation, but we have no agreement. Here's the thing. Troops might not get paid, but all the president's men will get paid. Everybody in Congress and their minions will get paid. You know, the congressional aides who read all the legislation so that the congressman or senator can vote accordingly. Oh, it's 2,000 pages? That's light reading. Let me break it down for you and give the cliff notes to you. So they're not going to give up their paychecks, and that's what I think should happen. If your job is to balance a budget, and you can't do it within 6 months, I think you have to lose pay. We could even pick a number. If it's not the whole paycheck, because after all, they do have offspring, and should they really suffer? Although, everybody else's offspring suffers, so forget about that. Scratch that. I think they should have to throw in their paycheck. If you can't do your job, then you shouldn't get paid for your job, because we elected you to do that job. And yes, we know that there's going to be some log jams. And, you know, after all, with big egos and big special interests at stake, yeah, you're going to clash. But they should have to throw in, not just everyone else in America, not just the people in Florida, in Illinois, in Vermont, in Texas. I don't think so. Here's what Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, had to say about her troops and what it would do to her department if there was a shutdown. Also, the FBI director, this is what I'm concerned about, Robert Mueller, he threw in his two cents about the morale and how it's kind of like a baseball player day to day.
The State Department is a national security agency. We will continue working even through a government shutdown to the fullest extent possible because we have a lot going on in the world.
A number of our persons don't know whether they will be here on Monday. don't know whether they'll get paid, and that is tremendously disruptive to somebody who is has given their service to someplace like the Bureau. Training or coordination, new initiatives, all will have to be put on the back burner if there's a government shutdown, and we'll have to evaluate it day by day.
All right, so evaluating, and that means essential and non-essential employees. That's basically the labels the government throws on people. So depending on who you work for, what agency you work for, you fall into one of those categories, and then if you're non-essential, you'd be furloughed. If you're essential, you would be on. TSA, they got to have the TSA. Right? That'd be perfect, wouldn't it? Hey, all those sleeper cells out there laying the foundation, getting ready for something big to happen, getting ready for the signal that it's time to move on Americans, whether it's our bridges or tunnels, New York or L.A. Let's just drop the guard completely. Let's just drop it all and see what happens. That would be disastrous, I think. Especially when you look at the FBI and intelligence gathering and the CIA and the hundreds and hundreds of messages and encrypting that they do trying to thwart attacks. Because no matter what your politics are or where you lie on the whole spy game thing, let's face it. There have been attacks that have been avoided because of intel, because of agents infiltrating certain mosques, let's say, where, and we know the stories, where there was absolutely going to be an attack, whether it was a lone wolf terrorist who was motivated by what they saw in the Middle East or whatever the catalyst was. Ultimately, some agents who were very good at their job stopped the attacks before they happened. So the guards there can't be let down, and certainly they wouldn't be. They would be essential employees. That wouldn't make any sense. Does this make sense to you? I'm a pastor at a very, very small church in Florida. People like me. My congregation likes me. I'm about the Bible and Christianity and spreading goodwill, and I don't like the Quran. I don't like the message. I don't like the nonsense and the fear of attack that we live under, and the phony idea that there is some way where we can all just get along. So I'm going to burn the Quran. And now I've done that. The Taliban says people died because the Quran was burned. So some people were killed in the name of that in some big riots in some far corners of the earth. And now I also have a fatwa, if you will, on my head. 400 death threats following the Quran burning preacher. And a $2.4 million reward on his head, courtesy of Hezbollah. Was it worth it? You gotta ask yourself that.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
On America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to check your emails. Remember, if you can't get through on the phone lines or you're at work and you want to get busted for listening to the show, just go to americatonight.net, click on the email, and shoot us your thoughts that way. Or if you're not at work, you can't sleep, you're just busting at the seams to throw in, please do. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Special interests. They need to cut straight across the board. They, being government, can't even do 2%, 5%, whatever it is. Trust me, we could find the money. That's what I think. Here's what I think. Let's take the smart, well, this would never happen. Let's take the smartest economists who have very little ties. I'll say, I would say none, but I don't know that that's realistic. Forget the Tim Geithners. He's a fool. The Bernankes and those that came before, because they had special interests, massive ties to Wall Street. So do you think they're going to, you think they're going to jam up their buddies? Of course they're not. Would you do that to your friends? No, you wouldn't. We all have special interests in our lives, but we're not representing a group of people, for goodness sake, in the game of life. Because really, that's what you're doing. When you're a politician, you're responsible, especially the two chambers. We're talking about laws, laws that affect Americans. We're talking about purse strings that affect Americans. So it's a little bit different than hiring your friend who might not be as qualified as the 1,000 other applicants who, wink, wink, applied for the job that you had to post legally when you knew who you were going to hire. A little bit different. So this could be done if you took a group of the smartest non-connected people, let's say. The nerds. How about those cold-blooded pencil pushers who just slash and trash? Some of you are probably familiar with them when they don't really, they call, what do they call it? One broadcasting company I work for, they called people efficiencies. You need to get rid of 20 efficiencies. Isn't that nice? They didn't care about the person's situation. Were they married? Did they have kids? Did somebody have an illness? Whatever. Just get rid of the efficiencies. So bring in those kind of people and let's see if they could make cuts. I don't even think you'd have to cut the people. You could just cut across. Well, you would have to cut some people because there's overlapping of jobs. So audit, get rid of the overlapping jobs, and then cuts across the board. And I say you cut the pay of the people in Congress if they can't do any better than what they're doing. Can't do any better than what they're doing. Ridiculous. Let's go to Rick in Illinois to lead us off in this hour of ATN. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Hey, I got my income tax back, so they can check out the government now. So
where are we going to dinner?
Huh?
I said, where are we going to dinner?
I'm saving mine for a rainy day.
You better.
No, they did have a deal, though, that Boehner and had a deal with 30 billion cuts, what they were going to do, but the Tea Party people threw a wrench in that plan of his, so now he's got to try to satisfy them, keep them happy, and so they want 60 billion, and he knows he can't get that done, so.
Yeah, but you know what? Even 60 billion isn't going to cure what ails us,
no.
Rick. That's not even enough. That's the sad part. And we're not even getting to the heart of the matter when we talk about non-discretionary spending. And, you know,
yeah.
John Boehner said, I'm glad you brought this up. He had an interesting thing that he said earlier in the day because, it, of course, he's being peppered with questions about the Tea Party. And you know what his quote was? You'll love this. He said, hey, there's no daylight between the Tea Party and me.
Yeah, right.
They're
the one that made him go back and renegotiate.
They did.
Calm down and slow down. Says we'll just have 30 billion as a starting point, and then we'll eventually work up to it. But no, they want 60 billion right off the bat. So he had to go call back, tail train his legs. Tell him they have no deal then. So but these Tea Party people, are they going to take their paycheck if they shut the government down?
Well, here's the problem. Remember, you gotta give them credit though, Rick. This is a grassroots movement that helped push a lot of Congress folks to victory in those midtermers in November. So now, if you elect me, if I'm Kate Tea Party Delaney and I'm telling you everything you want to hear, because I am. I'm feeding the machine, and I'm telling you, you are right, Rick. This is ridiculous. We can't leverage our future, and, you know, torpedoes be damned. We're moving ahead. We're moving forward. I got my axe in my back pocket, and I don't care how much pressure I get. I'm going to slash. I'm going to slash and burn because I'm new, and I don't owe a lot of people favors on the Hill. So that's the deal. So I can't blame the Tea Party for saying that because that's how people got elected. So now if you're, you know, Senator Rand Paul, you said you were going to do that. He came on our show and said that way before he even won. So he's trying to stick to what he said. And Boehner is part of the party that's part of the Tea Party folks, unless he goes back to the Democrats.
Yeah, but I just want these Tea Party people, they shut the government down. They're going to still want their paycheck, though.
How many Tea Party people work for the government?
I don't know.
That would be a good question to find out. We don't know the answer to that because a lot of the people who work for the government won't be affected. It depends on what category they fall into and what department they work for. I have two friends that will be furloughed. So because because their jobs, even though they've been there for a long time and they're up the pay scale ladder, they call them pay grades, they still can, like one is in the teaching area, they could easily, they can easily do without, without her for whatever length of time if they have to. So, and she's not a Tea Party person though. She's a flaming liberal, so.
Like I was saying, they'll all get the blame for it if everybody starts losing their jobs. Like,
yeah.
Tea Party
well,
people,
they're already getting the blame. They're already getting the blame.
Yeah.
Anybody who's a, lifelong Democrat, prove that to Rick. You can call the show. Thanks, Rick. 800-259-5791. Guaranteed they're not happy with, you're right, with what the Tea Party has done by holding the people that they elected, by holding them to their promises. You know, that's the bottom line. So if the Tea Party is currently the arm that controls some of the Republican Party, then so be it. You know, remember there was the evangelical slant. You look at the Democrats. Who do you think controls the Democratic Party besides George Soros? There's a few special interests there. So will we see the government shut down? I think so. Even if it's just through the weekend and maybe Monday. Yeah. I think you're going to see a little bit of a shutdown. The bottom line is where it might affect you is in the area of going to state parks and museums. And that sounds like, oh, who cares, Kate? Who cares? You know, we're talking about livelihoods and all that. And absolutely. The thing that rattles me the most is the veterans being affected. They can't get their medicine. They can't go to their doctor's appointments because the VA hospitals will, I was told, would shut down. Not if somebody's there getting care, they're in a bed, they've had an operation, not that kind of thing, but all the other stuff, going to the pharmacy. You know, VA hospitals, if you go to their pharmacies, jam-packed. People wait for like hours to get their prescription meds. They do. And we're talking about from a lot of different wars. The current situations and then back. So you'll see people in their 20s and you'll see people in their 70s. But they're jammed. From Walter Reed to the Dallas-Fort Worth VA to the VA in Los Angeles to the VA outside of Philadelphia. I mean, I can name a couple of the places that I've been to and tell you just how crowded they are. So they're the people that are going to really suffer because they can't get the things that they need. But I think it's going to be a couple of days from my sources, and they were told, two people I know that work for the government were told, expect probably to be furloughed Friday, Monday, and that's it. Probably by Tuesday, Wednesday, everything would be cleared up. Of course, this is an ever-changing game. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex,
800-409-5633. Billboard, standing on a corner, somebody, please let me help you, hey. I'm just a ghetto child.
So 61 billion is the number, really, where the Republicans and the Democrats are stuck. I know I've had some questions about that. 61 billion, Democrats say forget about it. They want half of that as far as slicing is concerned. But it's really, you have to look at the entire budget. I think this is something that's being missed here, where the whole budget isn't really being looked at. So they've got to look at the corporations. They have to target, I think, certain increases in certain revenue areas, not taxes necessarily. And they have to pay down the debt. Forget these wars. We can't afford the Middle East wars anymore. If there's any other uprisings, how much did we blow in Libya? Now, I know everybody's going to bombard me with emails, and please do. Go to americatonight.net. Check out our blogs and everything else, all the bells and whistles, and send them to me. If you're going to say, well, you just can't, the humanity, we can't let people be gunned down. There are other places where people are being gunned down, and we haven't done anything. And we don't even get, we being the U.S., get oil from Libya. Now, our friends, Europe, Asia, they did get oil from Libya, which, by the way, that situation doesn't seem to be solved yet, does it? Nobody's talking about that. Everybody's focusing on the budget. But the budget won't be balanced just by the spending cuts. If they just went with the spending cuts, hello, depression. That's what would happen. They cannot balance it completely with the spending cuts. If you're a super, super wealthy person, how would you feel about having to kick in your share? Do you think it's fair? I mean, Warren Buffett says absolutely. I will pay more. I think I should pay more. There are other celebrities, because they make the really top of the list celebrities who make crazy money, and they say it's crazy money, are willing to pay more. But the problem is that 1% can get pretty sticky. And capitalism, which I say I'm a capitalist, if you really look at capitalism and what it stands for, can you really sock it to the rich? Can you do that? I think you have to look at really giving serious breaks, not lip service, to small businesses. If you have people creating things, if there are those jobs that are real jobs, not just flinging hamburgers around like a teenager, but if there are real jobs, there's real incentive to create those jobs, that would help. But there's going to be a little bit of a shutdown. We're going to talk about a few other things, too. I promise. Like hurricanes. You want to hear some brutal news? They're predicting this year, when I say they are, the weather brainiacs, are saying get ready, batten the hatches. Because this year we're projecting that it's going to be like 1955 and 1996 and a whole bunch of other years where it was terrible. In fact, the prediction is 72% chance at least one hurricane will make landfall on the U.S. coastline. 48% chance one will land on the U.S. East Coast, including Florida. Oh, my friends on the Space Coast, you know all about hurricanes. That's when winds can get up to 74 to 80 miles an hour. Who knows? Because it depends on the category, 3, 4, or 5. But I hope it's a quiet year, even with the big bad prediction that we're going to see with the weather in the tropics really have an influence, and there's that right time, that perfect storm, if you will, when the sea surface temps fluctuate by almost 10 degrees. I'm thinking back in my head, remember in 99, Irene, 95-mile-an-hour winds when it slammed into the Keys. Remember seeing those trees bending back and actually snapping? Yeah. So, Colorado State, they do some forecasting. They're saying that 9 hurricanes in all will form. 5 will have some sustained winds of, check this out, 111 miles an hour. But here's what happened last time around. There were 19 named storms, you know, because they always name them ahead of time. They're waiting to just pull those names out. 19 named storms in 2010. None of them hit Florida. So maybe it'll be that kind of year again. Ann in Missouri, thanks for waiting. You're on America Tonight. Hey, Ann, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
And it's been a couple of days.
It's been a while since we've talked to you.
Yeah, I am going to talk about a couple of movies, but first, you brought up the quote-unquote preacher down in
Florida.
Florida. You know, I put him in the same category with the church in Kansas who picket at military funerals.
Mm.
They, you know, I belong to the King of Kings, and it is a slap in the face of us. It's a slap in the face of Christ. I'm not going off on a tangent, honestly, or a sermon. But it, I want to get a hold of these guys and just find out why are they going down this, you know, what made them start to go down this path. It just hurts. It hurts.
No, I agree with you. This is the problem. You know, that's the whole separation of church and state. Then it's talking about if you look at religion and really, truly Christianity, aren't you supposed to embrace people, give them a little Jesus and say that Jesus would love everyone, even if you were a Mary Magdalene, a prostitute, he would embrace you. So it doesn't, a lot of what's written in the New Testament certainly does not jive with some of what we've seen. And the protests at the military funerals, to do that to the families, that's a disgrace.
Well, my son is in Kuwait, Iraq right now.
Mm.
And, you know, that makes it even worse. But, you know, we've all had family there and in Afghanistan. And it is. The words can't express it. Okay, enough for that. I wanted to save this other for last and get away from that. I went to see a couple of movies last weekend. I haven't had a chance to listen to you for the last few days, and I don't know whether you've talked about it or not. We went to see Source Code and Hop.
Hop was number one at the box office, but I heard Source Code was pretty good, too.
Source Code was good.
Was it?
It was pretty good, yes. I would recommend it, but I would really recommend Hop. It was funny.
Really?
It was good. It was, the more I think about it, it was funny.
You know, the voice of Hop, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, was Hank Azaria. He's a funny actor, and he's one of the voices on The Simpsons, and I heard he's one of the main characters, and it's very, very, I heard it was very funny, too, so you'd recommend it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and the main, the rabbit was the main character, of course.
Yeah.
And, the more I think about it, the more I laugh.
So, there you go.
You've got five stars for me. Now seven stars at least.
All right, so we'll
take
go
care.
See Hop.
Bye-bye.
You take care. And say a big thanks to your son for his service to the nation. We certainly appreciate him. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Coming up on the flip side, I'm going to take a couple more calls, plus we'll squeeze in the email. I promise. In fact, I'll give you one quick one right now that I thought was pretty good, and this one came in tonight. The mailbox is full, so thanks for that. This is from Terry, who says, I hope our congressmen and women and senators volunteer to forego their paychecks. El Presidente, too. The government will be shut down, correct? I think it's going to be shut down. Last time I checked, they work for the government. That old common sense one would think most people would adhere to. Maybe I've had too much tea. Victory and peace. All right, Terry, making the point that, okay, and I agree, if you can't get the job done and there are other people who, whether they're, and they're labeled non-essential, but they don't get their paycheck, why should the Congress folks get theirs? Why should they be able to get it with the bonuses and the overtime? Because you know that they get those, right? If you go from the representatives to the staffers to the committees, because as they move up to those committees, they also make more money. They should have to throw that back in, especially the budget guys. Stay with us.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
That they could do both chambers if we're talking about where can you make some cuts. How about cutting down on travel? I mean, I get if they have to travel a little bit back and forth to their district, because why would you want to be on the Hill doing the work anyway? You don't have to vote. Why should you have to vote on things that you might think are innocuous? She said sarcastically. But in looking what some spent as they were taking trips, whether they were running for office or whatever they were doing, you'd be surprised at how the money flowed. I mean, seriously, I was pretty surprised when I read some of it. Like, there is Congressman Don Payne in New Jersey. He spent almost, and this is trips, he took, trips that were pretty costly, let's say that, $253,000 worth of trips and change, 63 of them, not all back to the district. Then you could throw in another another handful of trips that would ultimately, for the year, we're talking about last year, would add up to $452,000. He represents the 10th District Democrat in New Jersey. Almost half a million. Wow. John in Texas, thanks for waiting. Hey, John, you're on America Tonight. What's up, buddy?
Oh, not a whole lot. I've just been listening to you, and, well, Kate, I'll tell you. The easiest way to solve this problem is a 50% cut in all non-essential employment in the federal government. Basically, how many janitors make $120,000 a year?
Yeah, and you've read that, too, that there's some people that it's just crazy out of control. Yeah.
Also, there's the other thing, you know, they're treating Social Security as an entitlement. Hell, that's a damn contract that was made between a government that said you will and people that complied.
You know what? I agree with you there, John. I think that's very scary because your entire life you've been forced to pay into that. You pay into that. And you should get that money back. You should be entitled to getting the money back, not entitled. No, you're entitled. I'm using the word in a different way. You're entitled to get that money back, period. Not as an entitlement. Labeling it as such, you're right, is wrong because that's a scary thing. If they were
the same thing with Medicare.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they came along and said you had to do that, there was no way you couldn't, so therefore it's a contract that they have to, because they've accepted your money, they have to replace it by the services that they stole you.
Yep. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you 100%. As somebody who has a mother who just retired 2 years ago, you know, you need the checks. You need that check. It's not right. And you paid in your entire life, and you're right. There wasn't an opt-out. Even if
Then there's the VA.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I went into service in 57, and I was told that when I enlisted, if I needed medical services at any time in my life after I got out, they would be there. Well, unfortunately, they're not.
Yeah.
Because as you get older, they come up with a remark like I was given. Well, you're 71. You're too damn old.
Somebody told you were too damn old? They are too damn dumb to do their job. That's wrong.
Well, no, they were getting paid. They're getting paid to say exactly that.
That's awful. That's not right. That's not right. You're not old. That's not old. That's ridiculous. That's
wrong.
Well,
no, I'm not old. I still look at blonde brunettes and redheads.
Bravo. What a way to end that. John, thanks. You hang in there, buddy. That's not right, and thank you for your service. He makes the point that I was making. You go to the VA and you see people who served in various wars, what they were told, what they were promised, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, when chickens come home to roost on some of these broken promises for some of these people, and I believe eventually that will happen. Terry is listening to us in Washington. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Kim. It's an honor to speak with you finally. Great show.
What's on your mind?
Well, I got a few things on my mind. First of all, thank you to that last caller for his service and to our troops serving around the world and foreign air bases and military installments around the world, from Iraq to Afghanistan to now our troops in the Mediterranean off the coast of Libya. Thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But to get back to the whole spending thing, you know, if I'm spending too much money on clothes and I say, okay, it's time to cut my spending.
Right.
I spend $1,000 a month for designer jeans, shirts, and designer hats, I don't know. Point being, it's time to cut my spending. So I've decided now not to buy a $2 pair of socks. And now I say I've cut my spending. And there is federal government spending in a nutshell, in my opinion.
Yes, with the unnecessary spending. And then it's like the pork, the book that they released, The Citizens Against Government, waste. They release a book every year, Terry, and it's full of things that are spent on different things that are being experimented on or crazy things that aren't necessary, that don't make any sense, that why did you spend $10 million on this? And you're right. All of us have to have budgets, and we know if you go down that road. And thank you for the call, by the way, and thanks for saluting our troops. I appreciate that and echo that sentiment. But if we can't contain ourselves, obviously we pay the price, and all of us know that. Sometimes people are great at saving, are very organized, are great at budgeting, and they still end up being jammed because of a life circumstance, whatever it is. However, when you have an X amount of discretionary funds and you go out and you blow through them, you go to the casino, you're only supposed to spend $100 that you saved up for, but you went through 2,000, whoops, and you can't make your mortgage payments, well, who's going to pay it? Are you going to borrow it for someone? I mean, you know, I'm putting it in very simple terms, but you understand what we're saying. And this is, I think, why the frustration. You could hear that from Terry to John to Ann and beyond, you know, what's happened. She didn't focus so much on that, but Richard in Vermont and Tom in Kansas and everybody who's called into the show, you could hear the frustrations bubbling over because we don't understand. And this is the thing. Unfortunately, life isn't fair, is it? And we're seeing it played out day after day in Washington. You're the government. We're the government. You have to stand up and you got to rattle the cages of the people that you voted for. You have to make sure that they are standing up and representing you the way you thought they were going to do it, because the more phone calls you make, the more you're on top of it, really, the more the change that you wanted to see happen will happen. And that's the upshot of it. All right, I'm going to go to a couple of other quick emails here. This one is from Jake listening to us in Austin. Jake has been, I think, with America Tonight from the very beginning. He has never called the show, but he's emailed constantly. He's like the serial emailer. He says, hey, Katie, Kate, I don't understand what the scoop is on the president. To me, he is a do-nothing prez. I accidentally voted for him. I'm going to say accidentally because I think it's inexcusable the way he is handling this budget crisis. But I have to say I'm not surprised. Does anybody really want to see him in the White House again in 2012? I don't think the budget is going to slam down on him as much as just the overall economy. What happens to the economy in the next year? And also, if you don't like Obama, who's running in 2012 that has a good shot at beating an incumbent president? You got to keep looking at that every day. Who's coming out of the weeds who really wants to run, who's capturing the imagination of the disenfranchised?